This is KAYTFM 81 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport, K223BI, 89 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJOFM, 973CJ, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. Online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For truly this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory which is in your name. Now, Spirit of the living God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Holy Ghost, I ask that you will have thy way on this line, on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, do what you do best. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you please turn them to 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, 17 through the 23rd verse. That's 1 Samuel, 16th chapter, 17 through the 23rd verse. And it reads as follows. And Samuel said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants, and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning and plain, and a mighty, violent man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse, and said, send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took him the ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent them by David, his son, unto Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he had found favor in my sight. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit of God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well. The evil spirit departed from him. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is anointed, but not appointed. To be anointed is to be set apart, empowered, and protected. You see, after David was anointed to be the next king of Israel, he didn't go to the palace right away. No, he did. He went back caring for his father's sheep. He was anointed before he was appointed. Doing what seemed like a small job beneath him, he kept on being his best and proved to God his faithfulness. When God anoints us for a specific task, we must wait to be assigned or to be appointed by God. Some are anointed to sing, but not appointed to lead a worship service. He has to equip us before the assignment. You cannot just go out and do the work of the Lord before God equips you to go out. You have to wait until the appointed time that God sends you. So when King Saul needed someone to play the soothing music for his bouts of depression, or someone recommended David as the excellent musician. When God gets through with you, the anointing takes out things that is not of God within you. When God gets through with you, the anointing for itself. You don't have to announce your calling. You do not have to even announce that you are anointed. The anointing speaks for itself. You see here, Saul was asking for someone to play music when that he gets in his period of depression or when he doesn't feel good. And somebody recommended David. See, you don't have to worry. God will put your name in the mouths of those in high places. You don't have to kiss up to nobody. Come on here, somebody. You don't have to join no clique or anything. The anointing speaks for itself. Yes, it does. That's all you need to do is to continue to be faithful to God. Continue to hear the voice of God. Continue to pray. Continue to seek the face of God. Because for David, who had been discounted, overlooked, come on here, somebody, forgotten, promotion came calling his name. Promotion was looking for him. He didn't go look for the promotion. It came looking for him. After all of the other boys came before Saul, he said, no, it's somebody else out there. You see, they went looking for David. David was just minding his business, minding the sheep. They came looking for him. The anointing speaks for itself. Come on here. He was suddenly working in the palace for the king. He didn't make it happen. The king sent for him. God made it happen. People of God, you got to remain humble and faithful to the job that God has given to you. You cannot go before God. You have to wait on God for the next assignment. Sure, you may think, God, they're not even considering me for to do this in the church. They are not asking me for to do that. There is a season where God will hide you until he anoints you for the assignment. There is a season where God got to allow you to grow. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Just where you at, there is a season of humbleness. You have to. Thank you, Jesus. You have to wait on God. Can God trust you with the next assignment? You can't go before God. I see people get licensed and they get ordained and go before their time. They haven't even been through nothing. Come on here, somebody. They haven't even experienced a deliverance service. They haven't even cast out no demons. But then yet you want to go out and you want to lay hands. God is not subject to be with you when you go before time. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I got better say that again. God is not subject to be with you when you go, and then God does not tell you to go. He does not have to be with you. Because why? He didn't send you. You made that decision yourself to go. You don't have to kiss up to nobody. Just like he said, God will connect you to the people or the persons. Promotion only comes from God. It does not come through man. Matthew 25:21 says, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. If you are faithful over a little things, God will make you ruler over much. But can he trust you right now? He cannot trust you with $1 million if that you are not faithful over 1,000. Better yet, faithful over 10. Come on here, somebody. Zechariah 4:10 say, do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in the Zerubbabel's hand. Don't despise small beginnings. because he is testing your faithfulness. Hey, can I get another shot? In the small things. Come on here. Because he is testing you whether or not to see what is your motive. What are you doing it for? Come on here, somebody. As with David, you have the anointing. You have the promise. You have the calling. But you won't go straight to the throne. No, you won't. Not now. How you respond when you're anointed but not appointed will determine whether you make it to the palace. Mm. Jesus. How you respond when you are anointed but not appointed for that task right now will determine whether you make it to the palace. It will determine whether you make it to the assignment that God has for you. You have to be your best when you are where you are. When you pass the test of being faithful in the small things, get ready for the opportunities to come looking for you. You don't have to go and ask nobody to preach in their pulpit. You don't have to go and ask anybody for anything. You don't have to go and ask nobody for anything. The blessings, the opportunities will come looking for you. Just remain humble where you at. Until God continues and finish equipping you. Yes, you are anointed for such a time as this. But the appointed assignment has not come yet until God is finished equipping you. Jesus, I felt that. So don't get weary in well-doing. Because your due season is coming. This is the month right here, of unmanifested blessings. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is the month of open doors. This is the month where your blessings and your opportunities are going to come looking for you, because some of you have remained faithful to the small things. Some of you did not murmur nor complain, but you trusted God. Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for that. You have given us the anointing and the appointment, but most of all, the assignment. Thank you that you are taking us through a preparation process to get us to the appointed assignment. Spirit of the living God, we believe that we will pass this test of faithfulness. Being our best to get to where you are taking us. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, are you the Yoshanda? Settle our spirits that we will not miss the assignment because we are rushing, God. But we will remain humble and we will remain faithful and we will hear your word and we will hear your cry and we will be ready and equipped to step out in the assignment that you have given us. Thank you for a fresh anointing. Thank you for the rejuvenation of our spirit. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for giving us double for our trouble. Father God, we want to be like David. We want to be pleasing in your sight, God. We want to remain faithful, God, unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, my time has been well spent. Those of you that want to reach out to me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember to go to my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. And if the Lord is leading you to sow a seed into this ministry, there is somewhere on my website where that you can sow a seed. I get a Diobo Shanda. Because every seed goes back into the work of the ministry. Amen. Remember, I love you.